Howdy, Frank Show. Kicking off the weekend on a Friday. Where is Steve Vai? Get him in here. That's guitarist Steve Vai right there.
I love it. So good.
That's a kick-ass song. I wonder what the name of that song is. What's the name of this particular tune?
That particular song is named Frank.
That's why I like it.
Oh, come on, Steve. Why do you have to? Why?
Because I knew I was going to be on your show, and I had to write a song and put it on my record just for you.
Oh, I expect a Heidi in the near future.
Oh, that's on disc one.
Okay.
It didn't test well in test markets.
Oh, how dare you.
That song's right. It's on the floor, cutting room floor.
Bring it back.
Steve, except it's got yodeling in it.
Perfect. I'm German. It's perfect.
Thank you, Steve, for joining us.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got this new album out now. Came out this week. Uh-huh. Stillness in Motion, Vai Live in L.A. And that's that Frank song's on that, right?
That's right.
All right.
Well, what it is?
He's
it's a DVD.
Never gonna let that go.
A DVD, a CD, and DVD.
Yeah, it's a DVD from the Nokia, and it was a great show. I was on tour for 2 years, and we did 253 shows, and that was the 49th one. And what's really cool?
How do you remember that?
Out of 253, why that particular show makes it to the DVD?
Because AXS was going to film. You know, they cut a deal with them, and they filmed the entire show for their live broadcast. And gave me all the tapes, so you know.
Oh yeah.
What are you going to do? You know,
let's do something with it.
But, nice.
But the cool thing in the DVD is the bonus footage. I've got over 3.5 hours of. I got this idea to put this linear. A chronological tour diary together. So there's a little bit of video footage or photos from every stop on the tour. And we went around the world twice.
Wow.
So it's really cool. You can get to see what it's like to be on tour.
So you're touring so much, like I said, for 2 years, 253 shows. So you're probably not home a lot.
Not too much when I'm touring, no.
So we were just talking about things in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah, I know. I got
the
memo.
Are you at home long enough to be annoyed by neighbors?
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm home long enough, but, you know, I got the little memo, and I'm going, okay, because I got a lot of neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what do they have? What is it? And I don't have, I mean, we're all like, it's a big love fest in my neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're so lucky.
There's nothing there. I can't, you know, there's nothing that they got.
But it must be you.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I would say if anybody was going to be reported, it would be me.
He's playing that damn guitar again.
Oh, my God. I got that. I got bees.
All hours.
You got bees?
Bees?
Oh, yeah. I'm
you
a
have fresh honey?
I got fresh honey. I didn't bring any.
I've never had fresh honey, and supposedly it is like better than any, the best honey I've ever had.
You know what? I'll send you some because honey changes at the time of the year that you pull it.
Okay.
Because the bees, you know, they collect from various trees.
So
you can get eucalyptus. Right now I get eucalyptus honey because it's the winter.
Oh, my God.
How often do you have to raid the honeybee hive?
Oh, we only do that about once a year, but it's like a 2-day process. And I know way too much about honeybees, I'm going to tell you.
Are they cool with that? Or is it they're just like, hey, man,
you're
we've
taking
been working
our nectar?
Our asses
well,
off.
Well, right. Let me tell you. You know how you get the bees to not sting you and to cooperate?
How?
You got to love them, Frank.
You got to love them.
You got to smoke them out.
No, but
you got to smoke them out.
No, Frank doesn't love the bees. He likes the C's and D's.
Yeah.
Double D's.
Yeah, double
D's. The B's, you're not a big fan.
My lady's got G's, so.
Well, I heard you like the F's.
The F's, too.
Oh, my God, that's so cool. So you're a beekeeper.
Yeah, it was like a hobby. It's a great hobby. It's really simple. You know,
it seems very complicated to me.
No, you can go to Williams-Sonoma
and
pick up like a colony, a hive, not with the bees in it, but you can get all the utensils. It's really simple. You don't have to do anything. The bees do all the work.
I wonder what that odd hum was at William & Sonoma. Yeah. I'm like,
I know, right?
I thought it was the Margaritaville making margaritas.
Somebody leave a phone off the hook. I hear
That's right.
No. Yeah.
That's cool.
It is. It's easy, too.
I
highly recommend it because when you're out there and you're with the bees, nobody's going to disturb you. I'll put it to you that way.
I always said that they should use bees for crowd control. You know, like when somebody wins like a national championship and people are out there, they're going crazy, and they bring out the tear gas and the rubber bullets. It's like, just pull up a truck that says bees on the side and people will scatter.
Oh, I'm allergic.
That's true. You know, it's funny because I got all the suits and everything. And
Steve Vai and a beekeeper.
Yeah.
That is
and you know how you get a hive? You got to look for a swarm. You ever see a swarm of bees?
Yes.
It's scary.
It's scary, but they're actually pretty mellow, and they land in a particular area. And one time I live in Encino, and on Ventura Boulevard, there was this big swarm.
My God, we're neighbors.
Oh yeah, you live in the
yeah. Come see your bees.
You can, and I'll
I mean,
give
I just
you some
invited
honey.
Myself. I don't know if that's rude or not, but the,
no,
yeah.
You certainly.
I'd
can.
Love to see you in a beekeeper's hat, and like because it's like over the face and stuff.
Right.
I'd like to see you with the smoker.
Oh you know, yeah, I'll come help you smoke it out, smoke them out, whatever. That's
but
cool.
It's cool.
Okay.
Because I go down to Ventura Boulevard. I got my suit on. And there's this beautiful swarm that landed in a bush, right? So you cut the bush, you just pick the swarm up. You got to make sure the queen is in it.
Yeah.
And I put it in a box, you know, a big cardboard computer box. And everybody's in the streets are just watching because they don't know that.
Of course, bees
don't, they don't really bug you unless yeah. you go crazy with them. So I'm walking down the street with this box of bees and the bee suit on, and they're swarming around me. And they're fine, you know. But I started running from side to side of the street yelling, help me, help me, they're killing me, they're screaming, help me. That's hilarious.
That's the best. God. I was recently online, and our program director, Keith, he pulled up a video of you. I think it was at the Guitar Center where there was the two cello guys from
It
was America's Got Talent. Was that the show that they were on? And they rock out on two cellos, and they were playing Highway to Hell. And you were in there, like, I don't, obviously it was set up, signing autographs, Steve Vai in the guitar section. And everyone starts going to watch these two guys jamming on the cello. And then you join them and start jamming out on Highway to Hell.
Oh, man.
That was fun. Those are good guys. They're from, where is it? Serbia, I think, something like that. Yeah, but they're really cool guys.
Jamming out on a cello.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear what that
AC/DC.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
It's like
they got a whole record. They were discovered by Elton John.
Really?
Yeah, and they just started getting a lot of traction, and he took them on tour, and they sound really. They're great players.
Have you ever discovered anybody? Like you just happen to be going along, and you're like, look at that! I got to go. I mean, just some guy playing on the street.
Well, I've seen great players, and some of them I've signed to my label, and you know they've done pretty well. And there's still a very strong underground movement of people that love to play the guitar. And it's when you get real exposed to it.
Like you play it, not the guitar like the kid in the park who's got the long hair like John Mayer and just trying to pick up chicks.
he's got the three chords.
We hate that guy.
Oh, well.
We got to start somewhere, Frank.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know what's really cool is I do this camp also. In the summer, and it's a guitar camp. And this year, it's in Vail, Colorado, and it's in August.
Oh, how awful for you!
I know, right? Oh man, it's. I say camp, but it's like a luxury resort,
right?
And we get about 150 campers, or 200 or so, and it's just an extravaganza of guitar mania. And this year, it's got a great theme, and it's all about the guitar. So I got all these guys coming in, like Larry DiMarzio, who designed the first, you know, replacement pickups, and he talks about pickups, he talks about body, wood, and we have different people coming in and talking about all the little aspects of the guitar, and it is a great vacation escape. And I know there's a lot of people driving right now who love the guitar and they want to take a break at a luxury resort in Vail and play guitar with all sorts of great people.
When you do this and you have all these guys come out and gals to the camp, and someone starts jamming out, have you ever been like, I'm going to stop playing because this person's just killing it and they could probably beat me in a guitar battle right now? So there's any like prodigies like came out of nowhere?
We weed all those guys out ahead of time.
Yeah.
I must be the best.
You can't be too good.
That's right.
This is my camp, damn it.
How old were you when you started playing guitar?
I was 12.
12 years old.
Yeah.
And why did you start playing? Like who did you look to and go, man, I want to do that too?
Well, I was listening to all this great kind of music when I was younger, like that my parents were listening to, West Side Story and all this. But then my sister had Led Zeppelin. And as soon as I heard the Heartbreaker solo in Heartbreaker, that was it.
You're like,
I gotta get a guitar and start beating it.
And then you took some lessons from some unknown guy, right?
Unknown guy, yeah.
Joe Satriani was your guitar instructor?
Yeah.
He's been in here a couple times, Joe.
So back in the day, it was like, he was. That's when he was just a guitarist.
Well, what happened? So odd is that I was 12 and Joe was like 15.
Yeah, yeah.
And he lived in my town, went to my school, but he was one of the big kids, and he was always great. He was always an incredible player, and I took lessons from him for like 3 years, and you know we're still, you know, great friends, and we've toured the world together and through the years, and really an amazing kind of, you know. Joined at the hips through life.
That is cool. Known him since you were 12 years old.
Yeah, but I took guitar lessons when I was around 10 or 11 years old. And loved it, but my family couldn't afford to give guitar lessons or play youth football. And I was like, they're like, make a choice here. And I was like, okay, I'll play football. Because all my friends were playing football. I didn't become a professional football player. I wish I would have stayed with guitar, kids. Stay with guitar. Less concussions in guitar.
Yeah, you know, quite frankly.
Isn't there less concussions? Less,
well, maybe? Unless you're playing in Detroit. I'm kidding.
And then they have the beer bottle every now and then. Hey.
And right. Really, I mean, as far as the ladies go, a guitar is going to no one's asking you to throw a football at a backyard barbecue.
Watch this, ladies.
Yeah, you're like, get out your guitar. And you're
Let me see. What was your opinion on that when you were a young girl in high school?
I think musicians. Yeah. Course. Because, too, I think... I don't know. I mean, because I was an athlete, so I already had that. I think I was more of attracted to something I couldn't do. Like, I couldn't play guitar. I don't even... Can anybody be taught? Because I feel like I couldn't be.
Well, you got to be.
Of course.
Yeah, you can be taught. I mean, in the beginning, it's obviously awkward for everybody.
It's so,
But it is like muscle memory. It's like picking it up and going... So my daughter started playing guitar. She's 17, so she's a little singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
But I remember the riff that I heard when I was young, and I was like, I want to learn how to play guitar. And it was Back in Black from AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And I was like... when I went through all the guitar books 1, 2, and 3, and getting up to the point where it's like, okay, we can go into music theory, or I can just start teaching you rock songs that you want to know. And I'm like, teach me Back in Black.
Every
album, and I just play it over and over and over again. And I am going to Coachella this weekend.
All right. Is it this weekend?
DC is playing tonight.
He's
yes.
So excited. Oh,
I'm just freaking out.
You ever see that box set that they released that was shaped like an amplifier and it has all their records?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's so amazing.
Christmas.
I just got it the other day.
Your birthday's first. That's right.
Okay, birthday. Relax. Leave Christmas open for other gifts, please. Thank you. I want a beehive for Christmas, by the way.
I kind of do too.
Yeah, I know. You want the smoker.
I would love
that. He does. No less.
I would love to have fresh honey.
Go to Amazon.com and pick up the two-disc set of Steve Vai's new album, Stillness in Motion, Vai Live in L.A. Are you active on Twitter? Because I see your Twitter account here, at Steve Vai. You active on that?
Yeah, well, I go in and out. Occasionally, when I first got it, like everybody, I was fascinated, and I started tweeting all this stupid stuff. I'm going out to the store now.
Yeah.
And, and then I looked at it and it looked ridiculous.
But honestly, though, I think if you're a Steve Vai fan, you're like, I don't know. I don't know. I would like to know what your day looks like. I wouldn't mind that if I'm following you. I'm like,
you live right by me. You can come with me.
I'll swing by. Yeah, we'll go smoke out the bees.
Yeah, post like 15-second videos of yourself with your guitar just out at the grocery store. It's
I do have a really quick question, though, about the bees, because that does fascinate me. How do you know, you said, as long as the queen's in there, they'll follow you? Or
They stay with the queen.
How do you know the queen?
Because that's where
different?
They go.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, she's a little different. She's a little bigger, and she's got bigger wings, and she's got a little crown.
Okay, I was wondering if there was a crown involved. That makes
head.
It easier.
Oh. And she's got a bad attitude.
She's the queen.
She's the queen.
Steve, you brought your guitar with you.
I did.
I think it would be awesome if for the rest of the hour or whatever, if when we do our talk segments, that if you could play our bumper music.
Yeah, I brought this little device that has some kind of cheesy drum grooves in it, and I just jam over it if you
the
like.
The Casio?
Nice.
That.
Almost.
Oh, not the Casio.
Almost. Not so much polka. But there's still enough
sounds.
To get sick
meow,
on.
Meow,
yeah, right?
Kind I had.
Yeah, that was
I make those sounds
right
on my
there.
Guitar, right? That was what she got out of her music lessons.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I didn't last long.
Definitely go to Amazon.com, pick up Steve Vai's new album, Stillness in Motion, Vai Live in L.A., and for the rest of the hour, he's going to be playing our ins and outs of the Heidi and Frank show.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to take a quick look at traffic and come right back. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.